Hey guys, the Goots cast for the 8th of March. Hey, March. Tomorrow is a huge day. It's the 1 year anniversary of the last time Raw was in front of a crowd.
Wow.
In an arena.
Wow, a whole year without a crowd. That's pretty interesting. But they're going to have a crowd at WrestleMania, less than a month.
Yeah, they kept reminding us. I might go back and watch that Raw when I go to bed tonight, just to, it's almost like the end of the era. Just to watch it. I didn't think we'd get a year, but we did. We've gotten a year, so I might just put on that Raw. I remember it not being a very good Raw, but I might just leave it on. I think Eric Rowan got beat up by Drew McIntyre. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
So we are here to talk about Raw. Let's get to it.
Yes. This show starts off with the Hurt Business walking into the arena, looking all dapper as they do, all wearing new suits. And then Bobby Lashley gets interviewed because he is the new champion. And he talks about how he's been toiling for 16 years, taking him 16 years to get here. He talks about how he's got a rematch with The Miz tonight and how he's going to make him an example out for everybody. Then we come back from commercial break and Miz is in the ring and he gets to retort back to what Bobby Lashley was saying. And I really honestly could not tell you what Miz was talking about. Anything about these two talking segments?
Miz was talking about nothing.
Yeah, he talked about nothing. Man, the Hurt Business, they look like fucking G's, man. Mm-hmm. They walk out. They're all wearing these fancy suits. Three of those guys are fucking got titles on them. Fucking MVP's got this cool ass cane with him. I was like, these guys are the coolest. I fucking love these guys. I bet you if there were crowds, these guys would not be heels.
No.
Like they would not be bad guys. They're just the coolest people. People would be cheering them. They just look so cool. Everybody, they're people that everybody like respects and like goes like they deserve it. Like Bobby Lashley, MVP, Shelton Benjamin, you know? Mm-hmm. They would be totally cheered. We go straight into our first match, Bobby Lashley versus The Miz. Bobby Lashley's got new entrance. He's got these really cool lightning effects that come down. Was that lightning effects like the thing they, was it like a real effect or was it one of those things they just do for TV?
Like I don't rolling, know. Like, I couldn't tell. I think it was like a real effect. You can do that with no crowds.
I couldn't tell either, but I was just like, it looks like it's real, but then how do you do it? Like, I'm like, how would they do that? It just, it looked really cool. I liked it a lot. The fucking lightning coming down, and he's got this new video. He comes in, and he just beats the shit out of Miz. Puts him in the Hurt Lock. Miz taps out. Drew McIntyre's watching from the back, and then he's getting interviewed, and he's like, where's your pride, Bobby Lashley? You beat The Miz? I beat Brock Lesnar. And then Sheamus comes and beats him up, and they come back from commercial break, and Drew McIntyre's going to run to Pierce and ask for a no DQ match with Sheamus. What did you think about this Bobby Lashley and Miz match?
It was good to see Bobby Lashley kick ass again, but then like right after this match, they kind of forgot about him. I can't believe, dude, we're a month away from Mania. We're a month away. On Wednesday is a 1 month away. This does not feel like Mania season. This does not feel like they're setting anything up, like they have anything interesting on the pipeline. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, when's the Fastlane? That's the next pay-per-view. When is that?
Sunday? They only announced one match. It's two matches. Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns and Sasha and Bianca versus, you know, the two fat, the Fatso and the other one. I don't know.
Sunday?
What?
That's this Sunday?
It's a week from Sunday.
Oh, I expect, I'm hoping, Brock Lesnar shows up on Fastlane.
They got to do something at Fastlane.
They got to do something. Yeah, they got to do something. That's why I'm thinking nothing is happening because they're saving it all for Fastlane. And it to be the fucking start off. I mean, it's still late. You're right.
If they're going to sell tickets, if they're going to put tickets on sale on Tuesday, something exciting has to happen on Monday. Because why would you risk COVID? I mean, people are going to risk COVID because they're fucking idiots. But you've got to make it people I don't give a fuck if I die. I need to go to this WrestleMania. Like, you need to have something exciting happen right before tickets go on sale.
Do you think there's also going to be, like, a good amount of people who are just like, I haven't seen a wrestling show.
Yes,
like,
there's going to be a ton of that. Yes.
I don't care who's on it. I'm going. Like,
yes, that kind but of I think to really put it over the edge, you really need to have, like, something happen next Monday. If you're going to – because the tickets go on sale on Tuesday. I mean, I guess they can just do – I don't know. But this does not feel like WrestleMania. This doesn't feel like that.
No. You're right. It doesn't.
Last year felt more like Mania, and they were an empty building. And they're still an empty building. But you get my point.
Yeah. Okay, so then we get Braun. He's walking towards the ring because he's going to try to get an apology for Shane McMahon. R-Truth comes up to him thinking he wants an apology from him. And it's just like a really long segment that's supposed to be funny, and it's not. R-Truth apologizes for things he did in the past, and then he tries to do this Men in Black thing where he tries to like make him forget his memory, and he leaves. This segment was so long and so unfunny. It was really long.
Yeah,
it was surprisingly long.
It was not good. It was Braun is not. Braun used to be a good actor, but now he's not. What the fuck happened to this guy?
He talked less before. That's what it was.
Yeah, but even like sometimes he'd act like silly or likable to the crowd. Like it worked better than whatever the fuck they've been doing. I don't know. Like, I don't know. He also had
better material to work with. This shit tonight, like, I don't know what the fuck they're doing for him.
Yeah, he did have better. He had better material to work with.
Exactly. Yeah.
In 2017-18. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't, when people are like not good on this show. And it's a lot of it's when they're in a really fucking shitty storyline. I don't blame them.
Dude, I was like, wait a minute, what did Braun Strowman do at the Mania I went to? And I forgot he was feuding Michael Che and Colin Jost. Do you remember that? Holy shit, they fucking
yeah. I mean,
dude, he's the new Big Show essentially. Now that Big Show's gone,
but that's still better than what was happening with him tonight. The night was really stupid. We're gonna get into how stupid it is. So Braun comes into the ring and he's like, "What? I don't know what these games Shane's playing." Get in the ring. You apologize to me. Shane's music hits. He comes in. He does his fucking juking and jiving. And then he goes up to him and he goes, I apologize. And then he leaves. And he acts like he's got something to say to him. And then he keeps going. And Shane's like, just say it. Say what you got to say. And he looks at him. And he's like, I'm not going to go. And he walks away. This was just a waste of fucking time.
This whole Shane Braun feud, like,
oh my god,
it's a bad idea to begin with, and somehow they've made it even worse.
Yeah, they somehow make it worse. We come back from commercial break, and Shane's getting interviewed. They're like, Shane, you were gonna say something. What were you gonna say? And he goes, maybe I'll tell you later. And that's it. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Why are you guys wasting so much time with this? And he's saying nothing. He's saying nothing at all. It's very stupid. At the start of the second hour. So that's right, guys. We had one fucking match an entire hour. That's fucking terrible, dude. Do you realize how bad that is? Because this is what you're basically saying. In 1 hour, we saw basically a squash match. Because that was a squash match. Lesnar beat the shit out of him.
And then Braun Strowman just yelling in the ring.
Yeah, and then the rest of that hour is all these just talking segments. And it wouldn't be a problem if these are good talking segments. Mm-hmm. But they're all really bad.
Well, they're not building towards anything. Like, nothing. I just don't know. Dude, right now, like, I don't know, like, where anyone's going to be at WrestleMania with the way this is going. Like, usually you have an idea of, like 6 or 7 matches a month out.
I feel like they're going towards Lashley versus Drew McIntyre, you know? But
well, yeah, that's the thing. So what's next? Well, I made me want to kill myself.
Really? The Sheamus versus Drew match?
I didn't want to see these guys the second week in a row wrestle for, like, most of the show.
So this is the second match of the night. It starts up the start of the second hour, and it's no DQ. I actually thought this was a good match. Drew jumps Sheamus from the start of this match. They bring a kendo stick, and they just start wailing on each other with the kendo stick. Drew's back is all fucked up. They do these chair spots. They hit each other with chairs. Then they both pick up steel steps and then they fucking just like ram into each other. The collision, they both get knocked out. Jamie Noble comes down and check on him. The match is over. I thought it was a good match. I thought it was fine. It was actually the probably it was a fun match to watch.
I didn't like it. I'll tell you why I didn't like it.
Okay.
You know we're gonna see a third match at Fastlane.
Yes. Yes.
And it's like, how about instead of any of these matches, you already had Drew beat Sheamus. Why the fuck did Drew beat Sheamus last week?
Yes.
Instead of doing it, just fucking have angles and interviews and build towards the match at Fastlane. Like, why did these two guys already have two long fucking matches? And I kind of thought, like, maybe, like, Drew, because he beat Sheamus last week, Drew was going to, like, get Bobby Lashley at Fastlane, and then we'd set up the Brock Lesnar thing. But I guess, fuck it, it's going to be Drew and Bobby Lashley, which is probably going to be a really good match work rate-wise. But I don't know. Like, I just, like, really? I don't know.
We got a really, really long Randy Orton recap. And then the new signee to WWE, Kevin Patrick, who has worked for CNN International and done a whole bunch of sports stuff.
I thought he was from NXT UK. I'm surprised you know so much about this guy.
I actually looked him up. I wanted to see who this guy was, what his credentials were. So he's from Ireland, so he's got an accent. He interviews AJ Styles. AJ Styles starts mocking Randy Orton. Making fun of him. Randy Orton comes out. He goes, "You think this is funny?" He goes, no, I don't think it's funny. I just think it's weak that you're getting these mind games played on you. So Randy Orton doesn't like that, so he challenges him. I'm going to just move on to match number three, unless you have something to add.
No. I'll add it at the end.
Match number three, Shelton Benjamin versus Xavier Woods. Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston, they come out with this Mortal Kombat-inspired gear. I like those gears. It looked better than the normal shit. Because the normal shit looks like a clown puked all over them. You know, with all the fucking different colors. Didn't you think their gear looked great? Yeah, they had the Kofi Kingston was Scorpion and Xavier Woods was Sub-Zero. You know, they had the fucking Mortal Kombat dragons on it and shit. Anyways, it looked good. And Xavier Woods rolls up Shelton Benjamin for the win. They're teasing a tag team title match between these two groups. It's good to see Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander on the same page now. Like, they completely dropped that storyline.
Yeah. I'm tired of the New Day, so I wasn't really a big fan of this match.
Yeah, the match wasn't anything noteworthy. The most noteworthy thing was legit the Mortal Kombat gear. That was probably the coolest thing. Then comes a really stupid part. Matt Riddle's getting ready for his match, and he's getting interviewed. And she's asking about, like, are you worried about retribution? Matt Riddle's like, I'm worried about this scooter. Like, where am I going to put this scooter? I am not making this up, guys. He goes, I'm not worried. I'm more worried about the scooter. New Day comes out, and he's just like, bro, yo, after my match, you want to go play some video games? You're like, yeah. And I don't know if this was planned or not, but Matt Riddle mentions Reginald. Because Reginald got fired on SmackDown on Friday. So,
I think he's friends with Kofi in real life, Reginald. So, like, yeah. But I don't know why they mentioned him like that. But
yeah, I don't think they were supposed to. I think he was supposed to be a surprise for later tonight. So, when he mentions Reginald, they were kind of like, I don't think so. I thought that was very weird. And then that was a very weird segment. That was just very strange. But we're going to go to match number four. It's Matt Riddle versus Slapjack of Retribution. And I thought this was a surprisingly better match than I thought it was going to be. Slapjack, he has some moves that are very unique. He hit a really nice high drop kick. Ultimately, though, he gets hit with a bro Derek for Matt Riddle to beat him. And afterwards, Mustafa Ali just yells at Slapjack. I like this match.
I didn't like this match. I didn't like anything about this show. I'm going to be honest with you. I hated this
show. No, I get it. It's, you know, it's
just the same Mustafa Ali yelling at Retribution because they're a bunch of idiots. It's like the same fucking segment.
I'm with you. I mean, if my highlights are, ooh, Bobby Lashley got new lightning and look at the Mortal Kombat gear, you know it's not a good show. I mean, it's not like I'm mentioned the storylines are good. It's just like little things like that. Then the show just keeps getting worse. Shane McMahon's with Adam Pearce and he goes, go get Braun. I want to speak to him again. Okay. So at the start, they're doing this thing again where they keep building the storyline to like the next hour, right? Mm-hmm. So the start
the difference is this one nobody gives a shit about.
Yeah, this one nobody gives a shit about. Yes, absolutely. Except for Shane McMahon, probably. Yeah. So at the start of the third hour, Shane McMahon's in the ring with Braun, and Shane goes, oh, wait, this mic's not working. And it's clearly working, but he goes, this mic's not working. He grabs another mic, and he goes, that's better, but he leaves the ring, and he just stands there, and he just, like, you hear heavy breathing into the mic. And Braun keeps going, all right, say what you got to say. And Shane's just like, and you just hear him breathing, and Braun's like, dude, what the fuck? Just say what you got to say. You're making me look stupid. And then Shane calls him stupid a whole bunch of times. Braun chases after him. Shane gets in a car, runs away. Braun just walks away. Shane comes back and goes, he's stupid. This segment was fucking stupid. I don't know what this was about. What was this about?
I don't know, because Shane kept acting like he was about to tell him that I'm pregnant or something. I don't know. He was acting weird.
Yeah.
And then, like, he just went, you're stupid. And then, like, dude, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with these two. I would just have, like, Braun Strowman beat the shit out of Shane, and Shane goes, like, I challenge you at WrestleMania. Just do some, dude, this is horrible. I don't know what they're doing. This is fucking horrible.
Didn't know if this was some kind of inside thing or not. Like, because there was a lot of dead air during this segment where there's nobody talking. I think it's possible
that something's off with Shane. I think that's what they're trying to do. I don't think there's anything inside. I just think they're doing something weird. I think that the idea was Shane wanted to tell Braun how fucking dumb he was, but like he was hemming and hawing about it until he went for it. I think that's what it was. Like Shane's a coward and a bad guy, and he wants to tell Braun he's an idiot. But I don't know.
Dude, this I think you're right. I just was like, it was so weird that I was like, there's gotta be some kind of inside thing I'm missing.
Dude, like, it's not that hard to set up a feud with Shane and Braun. Just fucking have Braun, like, lay out Shane and Shane do his daredevil shit one night and be like, I challenge you at WrestleMania. Why is this hard to set up a fucking feud with these two idiots? Yeah. I know you're going to have that match. I know you're going to have Braun Strowman, like, throw Shane through a truck or something. Just fucking make the match already. Just make the match. Make the match right now.
That's four matches that seems like they're building for WrestleMania so far, mm-hmm. right? Belair and Banks, Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, Shane and fucking this guy, Braun Strowman, and Drew and Lashley. And none of those matches I'm actually interested in. None of them.
I hate that. You know, I know they always complain that, like, oh, they always bring in a part-timer for WrestleMania. You really need a part-timer this year for WrestleMania. Not Edge. You need a John Cena, Brock Lesnar.
Oh, wait a minute. It's not Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan. It's Roman Reigns versus Edge.
Yes. Daniel Bryan is at Fastlane, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I'm saying, like, you do need someone who I would almost say Undertaker should have another last match. That's how bad this card's looking. Like, you almost need Devin Undertaker to retire again this year.
I mean, this is a good place for Brock Lesnar to be in.
It is, yeah. You really need Brock, or you really need Cena, or even Triple H, dude. Dude, if you like, I heard there's a rumor that it's going to be AJ and Triple H. That would be probably the main event of the show if they did that match.
I actually would be interested in seeing AJ versus Triple H, but I don't know how good it'll be because Triple H is pretty old.
I know, but I think AJ can make it work. I think, dude, even if it's passable, I'll be happy with it. So, like, I have a really low bar for that match, but it would be at least more intriguing than half the shit they're telling us right now.
Yeah.
And remember, they have two nights to fill. I can barely.
Yeah, I know. They have fucking two nights to fill. There's gonna be that Randy Orton Bray Wyatt.
I almost would say. I know they. I think they have a takeover. I would not even have a takeover, dude. I would try to get Walter in town and have him wrestle, and I'd have Finn Balor or Adam Cole defend the belt too. Like, yeah.
I think there's probably gonna be there's no Bad Bunny tonight. There was no Bad Bunny. No.
Well, he's getting ready for the Grammys. I think he can't. I think if he's gonna, the Grammys are more important, so I think he can't. I think he has to quarantine for the Grammys.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. That's probably why they were like
run around with the Miz and then go do the Grammys. So.
Yeah, I feel like, well, Damian Priest, since Bad Money's not here, we don't need you tonight.
Right? Yes, he was on main
you're
event.
You're nothing without Bad. No Keith Lee either. He's probably quarantined.
Keith and Lee. No T-Bar and Whoopi Cushion. What's the other guy's name?
No, that's good. Yeah, Whoopi Cushion. Yeah, Whoopi Cushion. Yeah, a lot of people missing. No Ricochet.
Leo Madden's his real name, but yeah.
No 24/7 Goons. Oh, wait, I guess there's no 24/7 Goons because Bad Bunny's not around. Yeah. Anyway, a lot of people not on the show. We go to match number 5. Naomi and Lana versus Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. They come out with Reginald Thomas. And he was
fucking love Reginald Thomas, bro.
Yeah, they do. Nia Jax gets the mic and explains what happened. He got fired by Carmella on Friday, and while she was there, she picked him up because she finds him cute. Naomi is way too good for this match. I felt so bad for her. I was like, dude, she's still got something and they're just fucking wasting her. And when I was watching this, I thought about what you said, how she got over on Twitter, and I think they have always held that against her. I think you're right. Like, yeah. They were like, no, you get over when we say you get over. And They're just fucking saddling her with this Lana.
Dude, I think this is it with the Lana. I think this is the end of the Lana saga with these two. I think that was just it. This was...
Yeah. Nia Jax powerbombs Lana for the win. Afterwards, she carries Reg Thomas out. I didn't think it's funny that a small guy with his big girl didn't. Oh, it's hilarious. Oh,
remember Nia Jax and Enzo were supposed to be together. Do you remember that?
Yeah, no, I think they think the visual of a really big lady with a really small guy is very funny. I'm like,
I think Vince thinks it's funny. No one else.
Yeah, it's funny if you were in like 1992, but
dude, 1972, not even
1992. Yeah, we passed that, my man. We passed that. Get it? Because normally a guy is really big and the girls are all small. But this is like the opposite. Ah.
How funny. I love it. James Ellsworth and Carmella, same thing.
Yeah. He just loves like the really small guy with the really big girl. It's like, get over it, bro. Get over it.
The Ellsworth and Carmella thing, though, was pretty funny.
Who, Ellsworth?
Yeah.
No, that was... I didn't think it was funny, but it worked. That's what it was. Worked. It worked. Yeah. And it's not like they were romantically involved. They were like partners.
But wasn't he in love with her?
He was infatuated with her, but like she wasn't reciprocating.
Oh, I thought that was her boyfriend. Oh, okay.
No. I don't think she was. I was his boyfriend. She was just like using him. Like she was like,
he'd be like,
he'd be like, she'd be like, oh, Ellsworth, do this, and he'd be like, yeah, dude, that was good times. By the way, I think Ellsworth was found innocent of all that shit.
Oh well, that doesn't matter. He's already canceled.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. That sucks. He was found innocent. And he's canceled. You know, I was like, oh,
Joey Ryan's found beyond guilty. And he's just like, I'm not going anywhere.
Oh my God, did you read that latest Joey Ryan thing?
No, what happened? What do you do now?
This guy, man, he just fucking doubles down. He put out this, I had to stop reading it because it was just like, I can't read the shit anymore. You know how he was like thrown into this wrestling show that's a charity for women's wrestling and everyone found out and then they had to cancel the event? He put out this long tweet or post explaining his side of the story and how like he actually had no involvement in it. A friend asked him if he wanted to do the show to help out. And he was like, I want to help. So I wanted to insert myself. And it was like, I wanted to make sure we're doing it though under no false pretenses. And I'm like, but you guys did. You did do it under false pretenses. What the fuck are you guys talking about? You didn't want to do it. And he talks about how like, oh, I was so surprised that I'm still like noteworthy to be mentioned on Twitter. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. This guy's not even apologizing. He's just like,
Dude, this guy, like, he really had everybody fooled. Dude, people, I've told you this. People used to say I was a boomer because I wasn't into his fucking nonsense.
You were a goober?
A boomer. Like, okay, boomer. Dude, some fucking 47-year-old man was calling me a boomer because I didn't fucking get Joey Ryan. It was, and then same people that were doing that, they're like, Joey Ryan's just like The Undertaker. Those same people who did that. No, it's really the Undertaker. Dave Meltzer used his argument too. Well, Undertaker can rise from the grave. Why can't Joey Ryan flip you with your penis? I go, because Undertaker doesn't flip you with his cock when he's in the ring. He like punches you in the face and you fall down. It doesn't matter that Undertaker is like from the grave. If you hit Undertaker, he sells. And if Undertaker hits you, you sell. And it's like it's a fight. And what about when Lightning hits him and he comes back to life? That's outside. Lightning doesn't hit him in the middle of the fucking ring, you fucking idiots. Joey Ryan's just like the Undertaker. I didn't tell you that. That was everyone's argument for Joey Ryan. Just like
no, but I never heard that argument. But like I, for one, I actually did like Joey Ryan's gimmick. But I liked it the same way I like Santino. You know, like Santino would never. I would be never.
They were trying to be like Joey. Dude, no, their argument was like Joey Ryan should be able like to win the world title with the penis flip or something. That was their argument. Like he's just.
I mean, ah.
They didn't treat him like a Santino.
Yeah, that's insane. But he's a comedy wrestler, you know.
Yeah, but they were like, dude, the amount of fucking people like this is so cool, and like on Reddit, and now like. Now you can't find. I want to say you fucking people bought into Joey Ryan hook, line, and sinker, and now you're like, oh, the penis guy. Ooh, he's so...
Yeah. I mean, I like Joey Ryan, but I never openly defended it. And the reason why is because when people were like, I don't like it, I was like, yeah, I totally get why you don't like it, and that's okay. But
you know what? You know what annoyed me? When, you know, I know you went to the pizza party where everyone was discovered by WWE that night. But I went to this other show.
Yes, you went to Funny Equals Money.
Yes, so at Funny Equals Money, he does the penis flip, and there's like these little kids with their grandma, and they go to the group. What is he doing? And the grandma like didn't know what to say, and I'm like, you know, like he shouldn't be fucking doing. Like it's not a kid friendly move that he's flipping people with his dick and he's like
pouring. Yeah, you're right.
It's like, dude, kids go to this shit like. The stink face, because you know, like when if Carmella does a stink, I don't know who, I think Scarlett Bordeaux was doing a stink face back then. That's like acceptable. She's like, oh, the butt smells. Like, oh, she has a smelly butt. That's why it's hurting the wrestler. But like the penis flip and like pouring oil down his pants and you know making people eat the fucking lollipop.
Yeah,
it's like there's kids in the audience and like, oh, and it's just like. Oh, it's so fucking weird.
You know, like, do you ever go to those? You ever see, like, I don't know if he did it at that night, but when I would go to indie shows and he's there, and he would do the thing where he would fucking pull out the lollipop from his fucking his gear, and he would put it in a fan's mouth, and it would be a lot of times it'd be like dudes, and I would be like, what's wrong with these fucking marks, dude?
I know.
I would be like. Joey, I think you're funny, but I'm not gonna fucking.
I would smack it out of his fucking hand if he ever
tried. Yeah, to. I would be like, no, give it to this fucking dweeb over here.
Dude, it was weird how people were into Joey Ryan. It was fucking weird. Remember, there was a dude. Do you remember WrestleMania 2 years ago? You could get a photo op, and you're touching his penis. and I'm a boomer. It's just like the Undertaker. It's just like the Undertaker. You know how you take a photo with the Undertaker, you touch his penis? It's just the same thing. I took a photo when I touched Undertaker's penis.
People who, like...
It was all men who took the photo, by the way.
Weirdly defended him, they're fucking weird. Yeah, you're out of your mind if you were, like, super defending. You can enjoy it without being, like... You can enjoy it and also accept the fact that,
dude, if they had just said, I know it's retarded, but I like it, but they were trying to argue with me that it's just like the Undertaker, was fucking insane. Like the level of insanity of arguing the penis flip is like when Undertaker does the sit up is like fucking insane.
Here's you can enjoy it, but also accept that it's not for everybody. And I get why. It's, you know what it's like? It's like the Young Bucks. I like the Young Bucks. I think they're a fun tag team.
Even Orange Cassidy, who I now get more than I did when this whole thing started.
Yeah.
I actually feel like Orange Cassidy should be more into the gimmick. He breaks the gimmick way too often now.
And here's the thing, though. When people say that they don't like it, I totally understand why. Like, I go like, yeah, I get it, why you don't like it. And it's okay because, you know, it's just like, it is what it is. You can dislike it. It's not, I'm not going to be like, well, you're fucking wrong for like disliking him. It's like, just that's a thing. It's I get it. Like, and I can't believe that. Yeah, you're right. I knew there were people who were like weirdly defended Joey Ryan, but I was, you know, those people are fucking weird. But anyways, yeah, he's a,
you didn't understand wrestling if you didn't like Joey Ryan. That was your
yeah. I remember you didn't understand wrestling. All right. Well, I don't know. Yeah, it's Joey Ryan. Fucking. Hey, Joey, you're still over. So I couldn't believe I was still over on Twitter. Like, this guy wasn't even talking about it. Actually, he was. I couldn't believe. You gotta read it. He's like, I can't believe I'm still over enough.
He wrote that.
I'm not making this up. He said that. He wrote that. Yeah.
I can't. I can't even with him. Like, I can't. I just don't even.
Dude, he's
him
insane.
David Starr can both fucking blow themselves up.
At least David Starr is fucking radio silent, man. He fucking radio. I haven't heard from him.
His fucking family has money.
David
Starr?
Like,
they deal with jewelry in, on you know, the row where they have, you know, right by Caroline 6th Avenue with all the diamond stores.
Wait, David Starr is from New York?
Yeah, his family owns a jewelry. I don't know if he's from New York. His family owns a jewelry store. I don't. You don't have to live here to own something. So.
Oh, I didn't know that about him.
His father. Oh. I think his father was like a big. He one of his ex girlfriends revealed it, and I'm like, oh, that explains everything. His one of his fathers was like a big jewel, a big diamond salesman or something. So.
Oh well, I mean, I guess yeah.
He screamed how Jewish he was all the time. So.
Dude, just like that Marvel Comics fucking panel.
Yeah.
All right. So Randy Orton
Randy Orton just talks. God. Yeah, God. Can he go to AEW? Can he go to AEW and not come back? Can he be fucking selling for
Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke. They're getting interviewed and talk about how they want to get title shots. They want tag team titles and singles titles. That's Charlotte Flair comes on and Scarlett goes like, all right, well, you guys better fucking bring it. I'm guessing they're going to have a match next week. I have no idea.
I don't know. I guess we have a fifth match for Mania. Charlotte, Asuka. Who wants to see that? No one, but we're
going
to
Match number six. Yeah, no Asuka, too. I think she's still recovering from fucking getting her tooth fucking knocked out. Mm-hmm. That's 2 weeks ago, though.
Maybe something else. Maybe she has a concussion. They don't want to tell us.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, if she's getting kicked in the face hard enough for her tooth to fly out, there's a good chance she got a concussion. Yeah. Match number six, our final match, AJ Styles versus Randy Orton. As this match is happening, the whole time I'm thinking is, all right, when is this fucking Alexa?
Yeah.
When is this coming out? And of course, it does come out. She's on the Tron. She has got like a Jack in the Box. She's like, not yet. And then she blows out a match. And then they cut back to the ring, and you see Randy Orton stand in the middle of the ring, and you see him waving to the referee, come over here, because the fucking cane pyros go off, and the ref was, like, standing right on the fucking corner. So Randy Orton is trying to save this guy. Come over here. The ref starts walking in, and the fucking flames come up. Randy Orton starts puking the Papa Shanga ink, and then AJ, even though... And AJ Styles hits him with the phenomenal forearm. And even though AJ Styles just saved this fucking referee's life, this motherfucker, instead of stopping the match because Randy Orton's puking, he fucking counts the finish. Randy Orton loses.
Technically, it wasn't interference. So she didn't hit him, Alexa Bliss. So.
Yeah, but he's puking this black ink.
I'll say two things to this match. Number one, I couldn't get into it at all because I'm literally – they had it start really early. And I'm like, literally, I'm just waiting for the last minute for this bitch to come on the screen.
Yes.
No offense to Alexa Bliss, but this annoying fucking.
There was a commercial break in this.
Yeah, match. It was like, I'm just waiting for I couldn't get into them. Like, I know nothing. I know this is going to be very good because it's literally, we're going to kill time until we can have Alexa Bliss show.
Yes.
But I will say this, their corner explosions were 20 times better than AEW's last night. And I thought to myself, for a hot second, they're gonna blow up the ring to stick it to AEW. If they had Alexa Bliss blow up the ring, and the ring collapsed, and like Randy Orton was like convulsing, and like you had flames shooting everywhere, dude, mm-hmm. I think like I would have like given a standing ovation in terms of pettiness.
You know what's so? I will give him credit for taking the high road.
WWE? I think those corner pyros was them mocking AEW because
they were good. Oh, you think so?
Yeah, they were good, and they kind of scared me for half. Not scared me, but they like, oh, like I was like alerted, and it's like that's how you do corner pyros. Like that's how I think those corner pyros was a fuck you to AEW because when has Bray Wyatt shot pyro or Alexa Bliss shot pyro? That's like a Kane pyro.
It is a Kane pyro, but I mean, you're right. It could have been a thing, but they, you know what? If it was, it's very subtle, yeah. Right? So
I think it was almost like a little like, this is how you do it.
Like, and we're not even trying, guys. Like, this is how you do it. And we're throwing in some extra puke.
To be honest with you, like, why couldn't the corners had the Kane explosion? Like, and I'm talking about AEW last night. Like, how?
No, I really think they had a malfunction. I think it was a malfunction.
Dude, Tony Khan, though, like...
Which still, I mean, it's still their fault. Because, if you're going to do this explosion and you know it's the last fucking thing you're going to do at this pay-per-view, you fucking triple check that shit. And you fucking pay the money to get the best fucking guys to do it. You don't fucking skimp around. And for him to malfunction, it kind of tells me like someone didn't do their fucking job. So it's still their fault. But at the end of the day, I think it was probably would have been big, but it's
I think the storyline they're going, I heard like is that Eddie Kingston fainted from fright. That's why he was like lying there dead. That's the story they're going that Kenny Omega purposely made it shitty. I think this is how they're gonna and Eddie Kingston fainted from fright. Which
yeah.
I don't. That makes Eddie Kingston look like the biggest fucking loser. There's no way to redeem this storyline when Eddie Kingston that looked like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I watched that thing yesterday, last night after our spot where Tony Khan just kind of like you know the post pay per view fucking questions, and he wasn't saying like. Oh, that's what it was. It was always supposed to be like that. He was going like, I think he was just trying like to do damage control. Like, oh, like that's maybe the storyline, you know, because he's trying to like.
Honestly, dude, if I was him, because I think people want transparency from him because he's been very transparent the whole time. He should have been like, we fucked up. We didn't deliver
you the promise. Or he leads you to think that he's being transparent is what I like to think.
Yeah, but I would have said we fucked up. We didn't deliver what you wanted. But we're gonna make good. Tune into Dynamite. We're gonna do something. We're gonna give the fans what they want. And I don't know what that could have been, but just that's all you gotta say. Tune into Dynamite. We're gonna give you a special surprise because we messed up, but we want to make good. We promised you guys something crazy. And then like this is what I would do on Bleacher Report. This is what I would do on Bleacher Report this Sunday or 2 weeks from tonight. A rematch, but it's going to be the steel cage barbed wire. And this match is so crazy, it's going to be an empty arena. And it's going to be a one-hour special on Bleacher Report and for free because we didn't deliver and then have the match. That way, if it's taped, that's what I would have said and done if I was Tony Khan.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
We're sorry.
Don't have enough time to do it.
And even have Kenny, not have Kenny Omega and Dean Ambrose break character, but have like John Moxley, like have Kenny Omega be like, I did it on purpose, ha! And have John Moxley be like, you fucking should have, because now you're never getting rid of me, and now I want you, you know, now I want you. You gypped the fans, you gypped me, and you gypped yourself. Like, you know, I want a real fucking.
You gypped me. I wanted to fucking get hurt more. You gypped me. I wanted to die. You
played yourself, Kenny, and then we'll have another match. This
time, you gypped me. Me, you chipped me.
You chipped me. Dude, I would do it. I would say we're gonna tape a real tape it in empty and say it has to be an empty arena because it'd be so violent.
I listened to a little bit of Meltzer today because I was like, I want to hear how this fucking guy spins. I was like, this is good. This ought to be good. I want to hear how he spins this. I thought it sounded like we watched two different papers. He was going like. There was a lot of positive, a few negatives. And I was like, what? I was like, a lot of positives, a few negatives. No, it's the fucking other way around. There were a few positives. There was a lot of fucking negatives. I don't know what the fuck this guy was talking about. He was trying his best to, like, downplay it. And I was like, I had to turn it off. I was like, I can't listen to these lies. I just can't. There's no point in me listening to somebody who I know is like blatantly lying. It would be like me, like listening to like, I don't know, like when you see like Donald Trump say something really horrendous, and then you hear like somebody who's covering the news talk about like, well, I don't think he was like a really racist, and just like, what the fuck, dude? I can't listen to you. Like, there's no argument.
It's like, you know what? Like, I don't know what he thinks he's doing, because I think being critical, I think AEW needs more criticism. Dude, someone tweeted, people are weird, because I saw people tweet this when the new Pokemon game came out 2 years ago, people were tweeting stuff like this, and I'm like, people are fucking weird now. This woman was like, you guys should be grateful AEW put on a show. Everyone's really complaining, and you all are messed up in the head. Like, you should be thanking the wrestlers putting their bodies in line. I'm not thanking them. They're going to do this shit anyway.
Yeah,
like, they don't do this for me.
They're not doing it for me.
If I give you $50 and you don't deliver, I'm beyond right to tell you this fucking sucked. And you know why I want to tell you this fucking sucked? Because next time I give you $50, it better be fucking good. You better earn, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, if I'm giving you money and it was garbage, I want to let you know, yo, this was garbage, bro. You need to fucking improve. I don't know this. I don't understand this blind, like, just be positive about everything bullshit. I'm paying for the network. I'm paying for these fucking pay-per-views. I'm paying for Sling TV to watch this fucking dopey shows. I'm paying for Fight TV to have Impact Plus. I'm putting a lot of fucking money into this stupid fucking waste of an industry. So when things are fucking garbage, I'm gonna fucking tell you that you should fucking blow your brains out right now.
Yeah. And or the other option is you just start pulling out the money. So you go back to that lady, goes, what would you fucking rather have? Well, you want me to put money in and fucking criticize it, or you want me to just fucking not care and just you don't get any fucking money?
Yeah,
because I guarantee you she'd be like, no, I want the money. Because then,
dude, I dropped cable before the pandemic. I dropped cable. There was no way for me to watch Raw or fucking AEW or NXT. I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
It was only when the pandemic hit I got it back so we could do this. Like, but like a year ago, like they lost me. They only got me back because I have nothing else going on in my life at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, you criticism is not always bad. People have to understand.
They need to hear it.
Yeah, they need to hear it. I agree with you. But
and if you're paying money, like if you're putting money in, like if I'm buying this, look, I'm wearing a fucking John Cena shirt right now. If you fucking put money in and you buy the pay-per-views and you fucking buy the video games and the DVDs and the fucking figures, it's well within your right to be like, yo, this show sucked, bro. Because you know what? I'm telling you, this sucked. Fix this, fix that. You're going to keep getting money from me if you do it. But if you don't that's what DC did. DC fucking said, fuck guys like me. They haven't gotten money from me for 10 DC Comics for 10 fucking years now. It's been 10 years.
And now they might be gone.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, all it is Joker and Harley Quinn books. So, like, bro, this whole fucking, I'm just grateful you guys put on a show. Fuck you, bitch. Like, fucking give me something to fucking work with. This positive shit's got to go, bro.
Yes, I agree. No, the positive shit has to go. I agree 100%. It needs to be, you can be positive, but you can also be critical at the same time. You can't just cherry pick what you fucking want. You got to take both.
Dude, you know how wrestling had the biggest boom in history? Because for fucking like 3 years straight, people told Vince McMahon that his show fucking was garbage. And he fixed, this is the 90s. Like, this shit is unwatchable.
Yes.
And the people that didn't tell him, like me, just walked away and never looked back. And he almost went under because he lost people like me.
Yes.
It was good. If we all just went, what up? I'm just so grateful.
It led to the attitude error.
Yeah. I'm just so grateful Yokozuna's on my screen. I'm so thank you for being so fat. Waste of time. All right, I think we said enough. I hate you.
Yep, we did.
All right, hey guys, we won't be here the next few days. We will be back on Friday for SmackDown.
Yes. You guys have a good week.